Adam Steer.
Tuned in from a very early age.
On ABC Radio Darwin and on the ABC Listen app.
Casuarina Square sold to the Sentinel Property Group for $400 million, and at the time, the new owners described Casuarina Square as a trophy asset and the standout retail property in Australia. But as we discussed on the program, it's not an asset without challenges. High rates of alcohol-fueled antisocial behaviour, vandalism, and reports of organised gang fights in the precinct. So what's next for our little old Cas Square? Rowan Ebert is the Executive Chair and Chief Investment Officer for the Sentinel Property Group and is in Darwin in the studio. Thank you so much, Warren, for coming into the studio. Welcome to Darwin.
Thank you very much, Adam. Absolute perfect time of year to be here. We had dinner down at the Wharf restaurant last night and the temperature couldn't have been any better. Fantastic.
Last time we spoke, you outlined a number of changes for the property, including short-term accommodation and moving the bus interchange. What's first on your agenda?
We'll start with the little things first, Adam. From when we're walking around in the early days, while they have a lot of nice pot plants, some of them are just so big you can't even see the shops. So if people notice, we've trimmed a lot of those back to make it better for the shoppers. And we're actually out there trying to find Bed Bath and Table, and I couldn't see it. Someone said, well, it's over there. Well, I couldn't see it for the plants. Little things like that. We've improved signage. Now, for the people who live in Darwin and who go there on average 5.1 times a month, they don't need to see signage. But people trying to find it, when you come in, the first thing you see is a service station. There's nothing to say it's Casuarina Square. Improving the signage, certainly cleaning. First impressions count, and we're working on cleaning up the car park, repainting it, making it much cleaner and brighter for people when they first arrive.
Well, last time we spoke, you gave that a horrific figure of, I think, $10,000 a month cleaning human feces from the car park. Where you're at with that? What's going on there?
Well, we haven't spent any more than $10,000. We're still spending that every month, Adam. We bought a unit a few months ago at the Esplanade, at 130 the Esplanade. And straight across from our unit there, there's a beautiful set of public toilets. I think it would be ideal if they had something like that out around Casuarina Square. I'm not talking for our shopping centre. But people are doing their business in our car park because there aren't public toilets. I don't think that's an unreasonable thing for the public to expect facilities like that. But then again, I can't be critical of the government and the council because they are very open to discussion. And, we've only owned this a couple of months. The centre has been there for 50 years now, so we don't expect things to change in the first few months, but we're working towards those things.
Yeah, last time we also spoke, you were hinting about hopefully there'd be a new youth centre that would take some of those antisocial problems away from the precinct. We know that the incoming Labor government has promised money for a new youth centre in the future, but that is going to be a while off. Have you got any plans in the meantime? Are you going to increase security or something to try and deal with at least the perception of antisocial behaviour in the precinct?
We certainly have increased patrols, and there are canine patrols of a night, and they've certainly been very effective. We have a meeting tomorrow with the new Chief Minister, and very pleasing to see that crime security is top of her agenda. So we will be discussing that, and we have had a number of meetings with the Lord Mayor, and Connor's been very supportive. So we have an idea, but that costs money. I don't expect it will be an enormous long time. I would have thought within 12 months we'll have something sort of there, because we've identified a property that could cope, and we certainly will financially contribute to it.
Any advice or suggestions for the new owners of Cas Square? 1300 057 222. You can call or text. A couple of texts coming through, Warren. Olivia says, would love to see more free community spaces for young people and families. And Debbie says, beef up security with more powers to move along the riff-raff. Jo's on the same line. She says, start with removing the antisocial behaviour being displayed in the car parks. Those making shopping at Casuarina unbearable are the non-contributors to the shopping centre, says the text. So you sort of get a little bit of a feeling of what's going on from the consumers who, as you say, go there a remarkable number of times per month, five times a month.
5.1. Every man, woman, child. Adam, In order for us to do some of those things, we actually need the laws to support it. As I'm told at the moment, you can take someone outside for antisocial behaviour, but you can't ban them from the centre. They can come in another door. So we can just keep taking them out, but they can keep coming back in. So you need legislation to allow you to do that. We will do whatever the law allows us to do. You know, I sympathise with shoppers and retailers, the problems, but we can't go outside the law. So, you know, speak to your local politician. So I'm very pleased that the new chief minister sees that as a priority, and it's for the best of everyone. You know, even the youths themselves. You know, what they do isn't the right thing for themselves.
Let's talk about accommodation or some of the other projects that you have in mind for the Casuarina Square. Can you outline them?
Once again, we've been meeting with the government, and while I don't live here, I have to say that we have never dealt with a government who's been more supportive of getting things done. You know, we're a Sentinel Property Group are the largest office owners in Darwin and the largest retail owners, and we're doing that because we think it's a fantastic place to invest. All around Australia, there is a critical shortage of accommodation, and there is no short-term solution because the lack of labour in everything, you know, from cafes to builders, that's all around Australia, it's not just Darwin. And we have the shortage of products. You know, some of the, you know, with the Russian-Ukrainian war, you know, Russia is one of the largest exporters of timber. And the flow-on effects from that, it's very hard getting material. So we're working with the government and we're looking at some aged care accommodation around Casuarina, because one thing that aged people need is access for facilities. It's no good having them on the cheapest land that they then have to find transport. You know, from the first time we visited Casuarina Square, if you were to go there now, you'd see downstairs, you know, the retired gentlemen and their wives having a coffee, and they stay there more than half a day. It's air conditioned, there's facilities. So we're working with the government, looking at what we can do there.
Adam Steer.
Nice. Really, really nice.
On ABC Radio Darwin and on the ABC Listen app.